Blog Talk Radio.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
You fellas and friends on this 4-day morning at 4 a.m. It's always a blessing. I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited. I'm always ecstatic for the things of the Lord. And I just bless his holy name because he is worthy to be praised. I just want to go ahead and give him a shout of praise on this 4-day morning because he is worthy to be praised. Through it all you have been through, I know that you're still in a fight and you're still in a press. But one thing that you could tell the enemy, you could tell the serpent that, hey, at the end of the day, that I'm going to stand for the living God and for God, for I live and God, for I die. And at the end of the day, I'm still going to worship and I'm going to love the living God. And I'm telling you right now, if I got to sit here and keep fighting, I'm just going to be here and I'm going to keep fighting because at the end of the day, you're not going to have my family. You're not going to have the different things that the God done chose me to have. And I just give joy when I think about what he done for me. And I just give joy with the spirit of the living God. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, you just go ahead and give God the praise because it's always a blessing. And I'm telling you right now that it's nobody mad but the devil. It's nobody mad but the devil. And at the end of the day, we're going to give joy when we think about what God done for us. And I'm telling you right now, if we got to constantly keep fighting, we're going to keep fighting. But we're not going to fight because we just understand that the battle is already won. I'm just going to keep fighting to go ahead and score those points on the offensive board. I'm going to keep fighting to go ahead and win what I need to win. I'm going to keep fighting to just go ahead and give God the glory. Give glory to praise, because at the end of the day, the enemy is not going to have my family. He's not going to have my home. He's not going to have, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul cries glory, hallelujah. Do you got a glory, hallelujah, praise right there in there? Do you got a hallelujah, praise? I want to go ahead and holler at you right there in the international waters and international. Do you got a praise on this 4-day this morning, amen? Do you got a praise? Somebody just go ahead and need, give God a praise, my God. You get distracted throughout the day. You get distracted throughout the week. But this 4-day morning, I'm going to command my morning right now, this 4-day morning, before I even must get going, before I even must get moving. Because when I get joy, I have joy when I think about what God has done for me. And I'm going to give God the praise because everything that God done promised, everything that God done said, I'm still going to walk into my blessing. I'm going to believe what God done said, regardless of what the circumstances may be. Regardless of what things may sound like, regardless of what it may be, I'm still going to give joy unto the Lord. If anybody got a joy that they're going to give unto the Lord, I just want to go ahead and give God a praise. And I'm telling you right now, thing, I'm just so excited for when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, my soul don't cries glory, hallelujah. And I just want to give God a glory, hallelujah, praise. I just want to give glory, hallelujah, shout, amen. I want you to go ahead and give God a sorry, hallelujah, shout, because at the end of the day, there's a power is in the blood of Jesus. I just got to give God the power. I got to give God the praise. I got to give God the joy. I give joy when I think about what he has done for me. At the end of the day, the storm is not going to take me out. It ain't going to take me out, because I'm going to give joy when I think about what God done done. I give God the blessing. I give God the glory, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm still going to give God the praise. I know that you listening all over the world, and I know that you still in the fight and you still in the press, and I just give God the glory and I give God the praise. And I'm telling you right now that your help is already here. Your help done showed up, and you just go ahead and give God the praise, and you just magnify his holy name, because he is worthy to be praised. And I'm telling you, through all the presses, through all the pushing, through all the sacrifices that you are making, you are not making them in vain, because the Spirit of the Lord is here. You planting seeds for your tomorrow. You planting seeds for your right now. You planting seeds for your future. You planting seeds, my God, to have a better day. And I'm telling you, sister and brother, you got to keep planting. You got to keep planting. You got to keep pressing. You got to keep giving, because the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. So I got a question, my God, on this 4-day morning. Are you an endurer? Are you one that's going to continue to endure? My God, I tell you to begin to shake yourself this morning. I know some of you probably be tired. Your flesh probably didn't go through this screen or this press that you haven't in a long time. But baby, let me tell you something. That when you begin to put this flesh under suggestion and give God the praise and go in intercession, you're going to get ready to see some things in your life begin to turn around. This is what Paul had to say. I had to beat my flesh under suggestion. In other words, I had to do things out of rhythm. I had to do things out of norm. I had to do things that my body did not agree with, because it's so used to at a certain time eating. It's so used to at a certain time getting some sleep. It's so used to at a certain time doing things that is comfortable and doing things that is suitable. But at the end of the day, I cannot give no victory to the flesh, amen. Some of us, the problem that we have going on, we don't have a devil problem, we have a flesh problem. Let me say that again. Some of us, the things that we have going on in our life, the things that we have going on within ourselves, we don't have no devil problem, we have a flesh problem, amen. Layers and layers after layers. But I think God, my God Almighty, that he's doing something about it, for I can walk and thrive in the glory, for I can walk and thrive in his blessing. I just feel a prophetic release on this morning. I don't know who it is this morning, but God want to prophetic release somebody and go ahead and speak into somebody's life. My God, I'm telling you right now, if you tune in to this morning, you tune in at the right time, my God, because it probably be you. And if it's you, you get ready to press one on your phone, because God is ready to prophetic release a word, my God, into somebody's spirit. And I just want to worship him right now this morning. And God, we bow down. We bow down. We not only bow down ourselves naturally, God, but when we speak, my God, and to bow down before your presence, God. In other words, our will, our human spirit, our flesh, God, things that we want to do, things that we try to do, things that we oversee and try to overstep ahead of you, things that we overthink, my God Almighty. We bow down before you. In other words, I put myself to the side. I put my flesh up under suggestion and bring it into a place of holiness before you. I submit my spirit unto you. My human will is not, my God Almighty, to no avail, because I'm coming into a place of submission, of reverence unto you. Is the inner body this morning is in a place of submission and reverence unto the Father. We bow down. We bow down. We bow down. All our thoughts that we try to fix it. All our thoughts that we try to make some sense out of things. All our thoughts that we try to do with different things, God. We bow down unto you this morning. We give it all unto you, Lord, and we just give you a high glory. Hallelujah. Is there anybody this morning got a glory? Hallelujah. Before the living God. And I'm just telling you, I'm glad, my God, that this morning we are dealing with a bunch of warriors that refuse to allow the enemy to take their joy, to take their peace. And whatever they have to do, we're going to stand up before the living God and we're going to keep winning. What time it is, it doesn't matter. How it look like, it doesn't matter. What it may be, it doesn't matter. We just going to give God his praise. And I just know that my international followers and my international listeners, my God, over there in Norway, United Kingdom, my God, Germany, my God, Puerto Rico, we give God the praise. Australia, my God, we give God the praise, my God. And we just thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to let you know all over the world, everything that the devil done told you is a liar, and the truth has never been in him. I just give God the praise, because everything that God done said about me is the truth. God said I'm a strong tower. That is the truth. God said you are more than a conqueror. That is the truth. God said you are healed and set free. That is the truth. God said you are the head and not the tail. That is the truth. God said you are above and not beneath. That is the truth. Y'all hear me, my God, this morning. God said you are rich, my God Almighty. You are not a person in poverty. That is the truth. God said greater is coming in your life. Greater is coming in your home. That is the truth. And everything that God said, it is the truth. I receive it, my God Almighty. This morning, I receive it. Tomorrow, I receive it here on earth. And everything that the serpent told you in your mind is a liar, is a liar. Stuff like they don't like you. Who cares? That's a lie. Because at the end of the day, love and kindness have a strong deed. Oh my God, you're gonna fail. That is a lie. You're not ahead at the table. That is a lie. This sickness gonna bring you to death. That is a lie. God is not gonna do anything for you. That is a lie. My God Almighty, I'm gonna keep striving. You keep striving into the things of the Lord. We're gonna give God the praise and rejoice because the things that God said it is, and I shall walk in it. I want to talk to some of the fivefold leaders. God said you are a pastor. That is the truth. God said you are an evangelist. That is the truth. God called you an apostle. That is the truth. God called you a pastor. That is the truth. Y'all hear me? God called you a teacher. That is the truth. God called you a prophet. That is the truth. You rejoice, walk into the things of God, walk into the calling of God, because what God said about you, it is the truth. And everything that devil done said, he done spoke over your life, he done spoke over your destiny, he done spoke over your family, he done spoke over your purpose, he done spoke over your vision. He is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we reverse everything that the enemy done said about us in the past. We reverse the things that he done spoke over our life from childhood. We reverse Everything that, spoke in our life in our teenage years, we will rise in our young adult years. In the name of Jesus, we will rise every direction and every course that the enemy had us on and walking on. In the name of Jesus, that it wasn't in God's wheels. We will rise every step that was ordered that it wasn't of the Lord's. In the name of Jesus, we will reverse every transition that it was not of God, but it was of the adversary. In the name of Jesus, we will reverse every curse that was spoken on our lives that had something to do with our forefathers, forefathers beyond the forefathers. In the name of Jesus, we make a declaration until the heavens. Now we are the chosen generations. God chose us. We stand and we break everything that is not like Him. And we, God, we submit ourselves unto you. Is there anybody this morning is reversing everything that was spoken over your life that it was of not God? Everything that was spoken over your family life that it was not of God. We will reverse every doctrinal word that is witchery that came from the adversary that spilled up out of his mouth, because the adversary had no right to violate my God Almighty, a chosen vessel of God. In the name of Jesus, we tear down every root that was in our life, everything that was in our life, every false doctrine that came in our spirit, every false teaching that came in our spirit, we tear down all incorrect translation of the doctrine of truth, everything that had to do with my God Almighty, things that wasn't of God, but it was of men and of men, my God, solicitations to build them a self in the financial empowers. We tear it down from our minds and from our spirits. In the name of Jesus, we tear it down now. In the name of Jesus, we pull it out of the heavens. We pull it out of our spirits. We pull it out of our minds. In the name of Jesus, everything and every seed that the enemy don't plant it in our life, for we can not have that true relationship with God, because man is blocking it, because I've seen men in their natural forms, I've seen men in their wrong forms, I've seen men in their untrusting forms. I tear it down in the name of Jesus, because God did not commission us to see men, but God commissioned us to see Him. Father, help us in the name of Jesus to recalibrate our spiritual visions, to recalibrate our spiritual perceptions, to recalibrate our natural eyesight in the name of Jesus, where we can have the vision to where we don't see the things of the adversaries, but we see the things of heaven. We see the things that have been released. We can see our blessings. We can see our deliverance. We can see our healings. In the name of Jesus, help us, God, to recalibrate our walk with you. For our walk will not be wavery. For our walk will not be stumbling. For our walk shall be a strong, stable walk. We walk with our balance. We walk in trouble over things. We walk with a strong walk. In the name of Jesus, recalibrate, God, in the name of Jesus. Realign, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to realign a spinal cord in the spirit, the thing that which give us our backbones. For we will not be cowards. We will speak thus says you. We will take a stand in our life. We will not back left in the name of Jesus. We will not be be pushed around. We will not be dragged around. So God, give us a new backbone in the name of Jesus. God, we be able to stand through whatever comes our way, regardless of what decision may be, regardless of what things may be. We shall stand with the new backbone that you have gave us in the spirit. We shall make a sound in heavens. Is the anybody making a sound this morning in heavens? I dare you to open your mouth in the Holy Ghost. Begin to intercede for your homes, for your life, for your spirits. I dare you begin to tear down every seed that the enemy is trying to plant in your spirit. I dare you to tear down everything that somebody said about you that is not of God. I dare you to tear down everything that somebody done put in your spirit, because they used by the adversaries as his assassins, as his carriers, in the name of Jesus, to pollute my God, your spirit, to put vines and weeds in your vineyard. I dare you, in the Holy Ghost, you tear it down right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody need to tear down every negative word, tear it down every negative thing, tear it down every negative thought, because God placed an anointing inside of you that destroys every yoke that tried to come upon you. So the words of a gospel, it will not prevail for the things of a persecutor. It will not prevail. Everything that the enemy tried to do in your life, try to release spiritual assassins, try to release spiritual chariots to carry his message, to carry his words. We block it in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. We shall walk upon the blood of Jesus. We shall talk upon the blood of Jesus. We shall plead upon the blood of Jesus. Once wash my sins away, nothing but the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Bring the blood of Jesus in our homes, in our lives, in our workplace, in our minds, in our spouses, over our children, over our presidents, over our governments. In the name of Jesus, we shall not fall upon the subjects and also the praise of the territorial region spirit. In the name of Jesus, we shall conquer every adversary that comes in our lives, that comes in our homes, that tries to overstep and overconquer us. In the name of Jesus, this is the day that every battle that we shall have the victory. And everything that the enemy meant for blood, this is the day that we're going to see the Holy Ghost in the spirit of the Lord meant it for his good. I shall walk in the utterance of God. You shall walk in the audience of God. This is your day that you're going to begin to have an inner revival. I dare you, in the name of Jesus, begin to ask God to do an inner revival within inside of you. Excuse me, neighbors. Excuse me, friends. But I just pray that God do an inner thing within me. Rebirth me, God. Rebirth me, God. In the name of Jesus, rebirth my prayer life. Rebirth my walks. Rebirth my steps. Rebirth my thinking process. In the name of Jesus, I want to be on fire. And I'm talking about that fire that I don't have to never worry about. That the fire is going out. That the coals is going dim. Allow me to burn in the Holy Ghost, the unquenchable fire, the unstoppable fire, in the name of Jesus. Is there anybody this morning all over the world? Do you want the unstoppable fire, the unquenchable fire? I dare you to say, God, light a fire, or the Holy Ghost consume me, the everlasting fire, the fire that never goes out, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, help us to praise you, to praise the Father when we don't feel like it. Help us to praise the Lord. Even our minds get worried in the times where we feel heavy, in the times we feel like we cannot go no more. Help us, Lord, to teach us how to praise you in the difficult times, in the times, my God Almighty, that we don't have no encouragement, we don't have nobody to speak into our life, and things just getting so down and so heavy. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to encourage ourselves, how to stay motivated, how to stay empowered, how to stay encouraged, how to walk in the Holy Ghost with our head held high. Because as we look towards the hill which coming our help, we understand that our help coming from the Lord. Is there anybody know this morning in the by God Almighty United States of America on the Eastern Standard Times, my God Almighty, that you hear coming from the Lord? Yes, Lord, we say yes. Our souls say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your best. We praise everything that the enemy trying to do, every blockage that he's trying to bring on our finances, on our health, on our minds, on our relationship, in our families, on our jobs, in the name of Jesus. We break every movement. We break every plan. We break every trap in the name of Jesus, because we will thrive in the things of the Lord. We will celebrate in the things of the Lord. And everything that is causing a dysfunction around us, about us, in our life, we point to it in the name of Jesus and command it to come in order in the name of Jesus. Because I don't walk out of that season. I don't walk out of that drought. I'm in my blessed years. Is there anybody going to testify that you are in your blessed years, that you are in your blessed times, that you are in the blessed time that you ever had? Why? Because I'm walking into the truth of God. I'm walking into the things of God. Therefore, I'm in my best years. I'm in my best times. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Is there anybody this morning could do all things through Christ who strengthened you? I give you the glory, and we give you a yes, God. Yes, Lord. Our yes is whatever you want to do. We say yes. Our yes, if you want to release on us, we say yes. Our yes is whatever we go through. We say yes. Our yes, even though it get hard, God. Our yes is, our God, we're going to stand with you. We're not going to throw in the towel. We refuse to give up. Our yes is a declaration unto the heavens, a penetration unto the spirit realms of the Lord heavens, where the dark forces lies at. We give God a yes to let the enemy know, I
still got a praise in my mouth. I still got a worship in my belly. I still got the victory in the name of Jesus. Is it anybody this morning got the victory in the name of Jesus? I just give God the praise. I tell you in the name of Jesus, you give God praise. You give God a shout. You give God the glory, and you give God the victory. We say yes. We say yes. We say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way in our lives. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. I just got to give you the praise. I know that if somebody tonight got a praise down in their bellies, that you got to give God a praise. Thank you, God, for refreshing us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for giving us the will to giving us the in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have the victory. Is there anybody got the victory? I have, you have the victory. You have the victory. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I give God the praise. You have the victory. I feel the Holy Ghost. This is sense of God. I feel a prophetic release this morning. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody that came on the line this morning. Somebody that, I don't know if you're on the conference line. I don't know if you're on this broadcast line. I don't know if you listen to us by the way on the internet. But the way you are listening to us, it doesn't matter. I need you to call in, get on the line if you ain't already on the line. I feel a prophetic release this morning. My God, later on this morning, God say, I need you to speak to somebody and speak into their life. Listen, I don't know who this is, but whoever you is, I don't want the enemy to rob you from this moment. I don't want the enemy to steal this moment from you. Usually I go ahead and pray. Once we get out of prayer, I go ahead and move on. But God want to give somebody a prophetic release this morning. If you're on the broadcast right now, I want you, if that's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. If you're not on a broadcast, but you're on a conference line this morning, I want you to just go ahead and speak up. If it's not you, just keep your phone on a mute, and I want you to just go ahead and speak up.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. So wherever you are, if that's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. If you're on a broadcast, if you're listening by way of internet, I want you to go ahead and call in. Then you press 1 on your phone. But I feel a prophetic release that God want to release something unto you. If you're on a broadcast, on the meeting line, on the conference line, I just want to, you just say, Pastor, it's me. And that way we can go ahead and begin to prophetic release and go ahead and pray for you. And basically what I'm trying to tell you is a prayer that God wants me to individually to speak in your life. If that's you, you go ahead and press it right now before I move on. Amen. Sometimes we get into this place to where we allow the enemy to hold us down and hold us like I was just scared. I was just nervous. Baby, that's the enemy. Because the Spirit of the Lord says, I have not given you the spirit of fear. That's the enemy. It's stopping you and blocking you so you can get your blessing and you can get the word that God has released for you in this set timing. You don't want the enemy to steal it from you. So I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, I've got a few more seconds and I'm going to go ahead on because my time is very precious. Father, we thank you. We give God the glory. And I'm telling you right now, you have the victory. Don't allow the enemy to rob you.
Don't allow the enemy to stop you. And that's you. You're filling the pool. You're filling the tub. You probably don't know why. All I know, God, I just feel it like it's me. I'm just going to go ahead and press one. Or if I'm on the conference line, I feel like it's just me. I'm just going to go ahead and say, Pastor, it's me. Because we don't know the plans and the plots of the enemy and of the adversary and things that happen into our life. But all we know that God is with us. And all we know, we just want the Spirit of the Lord to dwell with us. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of the living God. Some of you probably have a trouble because you probably new on. All you have to do, if you're on a broadcast right now, just press one on your phone. Then the icon will lit up. We'll know it's you. Amen. And we'll go ahead and speak a prophetic and have a prophetic release in your life. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. A lot of times we cannot allow the enemy. I see you calling. We're going to get right there to you. Don't allow the enemy to rob nothing from you. Because at the end of the day, God will want to give you something that the enemy want to rob. As I was sharing with the church and I shared with the leadership team, a lot of times the enemy don't want us to say nothing. He keep us closed. He bring this thing. What he did, he releases venom in you. Because long as we keep a closed mouth and long as we keep a closed thing and we shut down, especially when the Spirit of God release, we won't never get the release that God asked for, because why? It's not in what the prophet is saying. It's in the obedience of the movement. The Bible even says obedience is better than sacrifice. So I'm going to obey the movement that God is doing because I want the blessing that God is releasing over my life. And I just give God the glory. We give God the praise. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you right
all
now, saints of God, God is worthy to be praised. Amen. And listen, when I go to you caller, I'm going to repeat the last four digits of your phone number. And I'm going to let you know that you are online. And you probably hear a little beep or say your phone is unmuted from a little answer service. But if your phone is on mute right now and you don't press one on the radio station, I want you to take your phone off of mute, because a lot of times when we're speaking to individuals, we can't get them because they have their phone on mute. You don't have to have your phone on mute when you come on here. It's already mute. But I feel a prophetic release right now, and I feel the presence of the living God. And I feel that it's a blessing with somebody's name on it. And I just give God a praise. Listen, I'm going to go here to the first caller. God bless you. 5148. God bless you, caller.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Listen, daughter of Zion, I'm glad you just came in and you called. Before you must come in, I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, your steps are ordered by me. Your steps are ordered by me. Wherever you call it from or whoever you are, the Spirit of the Lord says your steps are ordered. And because of your steps are ordered, some things you're going to be going through and some things you're going to travel through that you really don't understand and you probably really don't know. And you're figuring out, trying to weigh between God, is it of you or is not of you, is not of you. But God does everything for the building and for the pressing and for the pulling up. Because of your steps are ordered, the adversary doesn't like it one bit. But God said, now your steps are planted. You're in the right place. You're in the right area where I chose you to be in. So now I speak into your spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That every battle, everything that you come into face with, you will see the victory. And you will win. Because now you begin to understand and get ready to come into who you are. And who you are is a strong tower. Who you are is what God done said about you. And everything that you face and everything that you come against, God say, I want to show you what's inside of you. You continually. I hear the Holy Ghost say, you continually. Because I hear you speaking in the name of Jesus. And I hear you warning in the spirit and counsel things out through the adversary. I hear you in the Holy Ghost. And I hear the Holy Ghost said, you continually continue to speak because you're going to begin to see the power that God placed inside of you, the anointing that he placed inside of you. God said, my daughter, keep pressing. Even though it don't look like it's a press, keep pressing. Keep moving.
even though it don't look like it's nowhere to move, because your steps are ordered, because I invested greatness inside of you. So greatness is beginning to mold you, and greatness coming out of you, even though it don't look like greatness. I feel the Holy Ghost. You have the victory. And God said, you keep speaking towards them things, because I'm going to make your enemies your footstool, says the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. I give God a yes for praise this morning, baby. I give God the glory. Listen, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. I know some of you this week, by the time you get to Friday, you're probably getting up, we're going to feel fatigue. Fatigue in your body, fatigue in your spirit, because not only you praying, not only we up at 4 o'clock, but we get up at 7 o'clock. We get up at, then we got to go to work. Then we engage throughout our days and do different things. But I'm here to tell you, if you don't sacrifice, this is the true sacrifice. The true sacrifice, what God was talking about. It's not that green dollar bill with that dead man or whatever that man was on that dollar bill, regardless if it's Washington, Benjamin, or whoever he is. But the true sacrifice. Are you willing to give yourself as a living sacrifice? God talking about you. You in prayer. You in worship. You just coming in, even though you don't feel like your body is tired. He's talking about you through the sacrifice. Don't allow nobody to put that other foolishness in you, because it's only one sacrifice for the spirit realm, not for the natural. Natural, you can use money. Natural, you can use all kinds of natural things. But if we're talking about a sacrifice to the Lord, he's talking about you. You, brother, you, sister. You all over the world, he's talking about you. You cannot do anything to replace you as a sacrifice. I could care how much money you could sow to somebody, how much money you could give in an offering basket. I could care less how much you could stand and get a connection or get in the money line of $100. That doesn't have no avail on God. That is vain doctrine. You is the individual that God want to walk. You is the individual that you can sacrifice. You are the individual that God looking at. And God say, I need you to keep pushing. I need you to stay in my presence. I need you to keep going. I need you to keep pressing. I need you to quit. Keep moving. Don't give up. Because you are the second living sacrifice that the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of the Lord is talking about. So I want you to continue to press this week. And I know it's going to be a challenge, because any time when we challenge the flesh, it's going to always be a challenge. But you have the victory. And you're going to see how the reward that God has for you is going to be great. So listen, families, and listen, friends, I want you to go ahead. Some of you probably can't go back to sleep. You could get into your word and get ready for the 7 o'clock prayer. I want you to stay in prayer. I want you to sacrifice something. Let's sow these seeds up into heaven, because the reward is great. And when you plant this way, you're going to plant victory every time. A good team, a good championship team, they play hard. They practice hard. They put in hours. They eat it. They sleep it. They cannot get off the court. They cannot get off the field. That championship player, they keep practicing even when the practice is over. They stay in training. They stay in condition. They stay in the press. What kind of team member you are? You're a team member that you want it, but you show up late. You're a team member that you want it, but you don't put no sacrifice in. You're a team member that you want it, but you don't put no structure in your life. Or you're a team member that want it. And if I got to drag my leg to get my flesh upon the suggestion of the Spirit of God, I'm going to do what I got to do. I bless you all. I thank God for you all. We're going to be all ready at 4 a.m. all the way up to Friday. We're going to keep interceding in the Holy Ghost.
And I bless you all, and I thank you all. And tomorrow we're going to begin to have at 4 a.m., we're going to open up all the lines, and we're going to have a corporate prayer. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a mighty move of God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to oversleep. You want to keep sacrificing. And I hope today, I want your body to get tired. I want you to do work and get away you got to do, because this is the how you're going to train your flesh. This is how you're going to train your human spirit, that I got to get up and give what's to God, unto God. And I give Caesar's what unto Caesar, but I'm going to give God what is due to God. And that way, your human flesh will never have the victory over you, long as you keep training and you keep putting it up on the suggestion. Pastor, love you. I'm not the one that's go ahead and preach you, but I'm the one that I want to show you. I want to show you because I want you to have the victory. And put it this way, I don't want you to have the victory. I know you have the victory, and I just want to show you where your victory lies at. We love each and every one of you. I want you to tune back in at 7 o'clock a.m., my God, with our morning prayer breakfast team, and we're going to be on hot in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for you all. Keep pushing, keep pressing. God bless you. My God, go ahead and command your morning. I see you till then. God bless all of you.